From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and let's check in now in New Jersey. It's just under 24 hours until that state's special Democratic Senate primary election to replace the late Frank Lautenberg, who died in June at 89. Newark Mayor Cory Booker is up by more than 35% in the polls, with a campaign war chest $5 million richer than his next closest rival. There have been questions about his multi-million-dollar investment in a video-sharing website, Waywire, and payments from his former law firm. Eugene Son is covering the election for Philadelphia's WHYY, a member of the Here and Now Contributors Network. So, Eugene, we hear about Cory Booker a lot, but he has some fairly distinguished challengers. Who are they?
In the Democratic primary, there are two sitting congressmen, Rush Holt, who has the distinction of holding a Ph.D. in physics from central New Jersey, and Frank Pallone, a longtime congressman from the Shore, and also the assembly speaker in the state legislature here, Sheila Oliver, is also in the Democratic race.
And one of them has the endorsement of Lautenberg's family.
Frank Pallone has made quite a bit about the fact that the Lautenberg family has endorsed him. He and Senator Lautenberg worked together on many pieces of legislation over the years, and I think that's why he got the endorsement there.
Well, we feel outside of New Jersey that Cory Booker is the one who owns name recognition. But what about inside New Jersey? Is that true as there as well? And if so, why is that?
Well, I don't think any of these candidates have gigantic name recognition statewide. The members of Congress are known very well in their parts of the state, and Cory Booker is known very well in the northern part of the state. But until he jumped into this race officially, there are a lot of people in the southern end of the state near Philadelphia, where we are, who didn't know that much about him other than the fact that he ran into a burning building at one point to save someone in Newark.
Well, but he seemed to pop up everywhere, you know, very charismatic. He has a huge Twitter following. So he sort of has the corner on charisma. But what about the questions about his investment in the internet company, Waywire, and payments from a law firm?
Well, Waywire, he helped found that company, and his participation has been well known for years. It's this how much is his stake in it worth that was only recently disclosed. And in fact, he's taken a little bit of heat for not disclosing it sooner. It came out in the course of this election. And the payments from his old law firm just came out. He said that he hasn't been disclosing them because they are not payments for earnings or compensation. They were buying out his partnership in the fund, and so they said he was just getting equity back.
Yeah. So how is Cory Booker approaching this primary and then the election in October?
Well, he is very much thinking about October. I was part of a debate that was hosted on this past Thursday at WBGO up in Newark, New Jersey. And while his other Democratic candidates were all trying to stake out far to the left wing of the party positions in order to gain voters in the primary, he was staking out more to the center. Instead of saying, I'll endorse a carbon tax, well, that should be on the table, those kinds of answers. He's very much looking towards October.
And what is he really looking for? Because people have been looking at Cory Booker for a while and saying, this guy could go far.
Well, every time that he has been eyeing another office, it's come out pretty well through the filters and through leaks and whatnot. So I have a feeling if he really is eyeing a further office past the Senate, we'll know about it soon. People talk about maybe run for president, or maybe he'd want to run for governor in New Jersey. It's kind of a weird thing. We've had people leave the Senate to run for governor, whereas in many states that would be seen as a step down. I think it's very likely that he would be looking for something, but he has been eyeing the Senate for so long, he's focused very much on that right now.
The governorship of New Jersey, that's a position that may be open as well in the future. Eugene Son, audio news director at WHYY in Philadelphia, taking a look at the primary tomorrow, the Democratic Senate primary tomorrow in New Jersey. Eugene, thanks so much.
It was a pleasure to be on the show.
Yeah. Back in 1 minute. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.